Blog Talk Radio.
That's enough celebrating. But I'm still celebrating. I celebrate for weeks. So they don't have to celebrate with me. They have done their due, so it's time. Anybody else wants to help me celebrate, just come along, because I'm still celebrating my birthday. And thank you all for your well wishes. Well, tonight we also are going to talk about love, the gift of love. And the scripture that's coming from tonight is 1 Corinthians 13, chapter, the 1st to the 13 verses. And I am, yes, we're going to talk about the gift of love. After we're talking about how much love we should receive for Mother's Day, let's continue on with this love, the gift of love. And we're going to talk about all of the scripture, but I'm going to talk about the last one right now. That's 1 Corinthians 13, 13, and it says, "And now these three things remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love." And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, the gift of love. Now, a question, what is love? I'll be talking about different meanings of love tonight. But just concentrate on these phrases that I'm going to be saying now. What is love? Is love kind? Does not envy? Does not parade itself? Is not puffed up? It's not rude? It is not self-seeking? It is not provoked. Think no evil. Grieves iniquity. Rejoices in truth. Bears all. Believe all. Hope all. Endures all. What is love? Well, let me continue, and let's talk about love. Well, many of you will say, we're talking about love tonight, and love is a word that we use many different ways. Sometimes we say, I love my children, I love my parents, I love my friends, I love my boo. That's a thing, that's one that people are always saying. Oh, I love my boo. We are going to talk about what love means to God. What is God's love like? How does God define love? How should the church be an example of love of God? This message and the scripture was written by Apostle Paul. Paul was correcting and instructing the Corinthians church. The church at Corinth was like some churches here today. The Corinth looks really spiritual on the outside, but they had a lot of problems on the inside. They were not sharing love with one another. They were getting drunk. They were fighting against each other. They were also seeking after spiritual gifts from God so they could become greater in the eyes of man, not of God. Have you ever been around people who claim to be super spiritual and gifted by God, and yet you did not get the sense that they love the people around them? The Bible says the world will know us by our love. Paul was giving the Corinth church a reminder that the most important gift we have received from God is love. In the Gospel of John, chapter 3:16, it reads, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life." Jesus is God's definition of love. Paul wanted the Corinth church to love one another. Love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. That's 1 John chapter 4, 7 through 8. Bringing, quoting scriptures and memorizing verses is not the most important thing to God. Without love, it is nothing. God desires for us to demonstrate his love. Do we demonstrate his love on a daily basis? We should. Well, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, 1 to 3 says, though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, but have not loved, I have become as sounding brass or clanging cymbals. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, all knowledge, and know I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not loved, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my good to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but not love, it profits me nothing. Well, Paul's speaking on the church, so let's look at this passage as if he were speaking to our church. What would our church be without love? The Greek word for love is agape. It means unconditional love, love that loves that even when people are unlovable, love that loves even and when we are unlovable. God's love is agape love. It's like the energized bunny. It keeps on going and going. Our church should be an example of God's kind of love. Don't you think so? Sometimes you sit next to people who don't even speak to you, don't even smile, show no love. If we could speak all the language of the world and could also speak the language of the angels, it would be great. But without love, it would be like just talking, like some noise. We could know everything, including the future, but without love, it is nothing. We could have faith so big it could move huge rocks. Without love, we are nothing. We could give everything, including our own lives, but without love, we have gained nothing. Absolutely nothing. There is nothing we could ever do, I say, I experience on earth greater than God's love. In turn, if we receive God's love, then even if we have nothing else, we would be the richest person on earth. God desires for us to demonstrate his love. And once again, we should show it on a daily basis. Not sometimes, all the time. In Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. I'm going to stop there for a second. It seems like there's no love in this country. There's so much killing, and people are doing so many things to each other. We need God. I think God is just standing back and let certain things happen because he's unhappy for how we are acting and things that are happening in the world because there's no love. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Let's continue with the definition of love. This is an example of what God, what Jesus is. Our goal should be that our lives and our churches would be like Jesus. Jesus is love in action. Love in expression. In 1 Corinthians 13:8-12, love never fails, but rather there are prophecy, they will fail. Whether they are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, we prophesize in part. But when which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understand as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in the mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but when I shall know just as I always have known. Love never fails because God is love. With God on our side, we should never fail. If God is for me, who can be against me? Love is eternal. God is eternal. Not everything that we do lasts forever. If we prophesy, one day we will not need to know the future because we will be in the eternity with God. If we speak all languages, even heavenly languages, one day we will not need them because we will all speak the same language in heaven. Isn't that something? If we know everything and have all the answers, one day we will not need the answers because God will give us all the answers. God desires for us to demonstrate his love daily. So what is the most important thing to seek after? The love of God. Why? Because it will never pass away. What is the greatest goal to reach for? To love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love one another as ourselves. That's coming from Matthew, the 19th chapter, the 19th verse. Well, 1 Corinthians 13:13 said, as I mentioned before, and now abides faith, hope, love, these three things, but the greatest of these is love. God is love. The conclusion to all man's pursuit are boiled down to three things. Faith, our trust in God. Hope, believing our faith will be rewarded. And love, the gift of God to us to strengthen us and sustain us. The picture of this love, what you think? The picture of the love that God has shown us. The love to the cross. God gave his only son. He died on the cross for our sins. Would you have done that? Would you have given up your son to die for others? I'm sure we wouldn't. Not to let this happen. I mean, I don't think we would have the strength and the true love that God had in giving his son Jesus to come here and to be crucified. Our faith in his love that has saved us. Saved us from our sin. And that's the best kind of love that we should always have. God is love. Well, talk about a little bit about faith. I want you to picture this. I've seen this happen doing some type of, I think it was a play that was given by the young adults. This was years ago. I want you to picture this. This is about faith now. Because in the 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, the 13th verse. Now, it does indicate that out of all this, all of these, the love is the greatest. But it's important to have faith, too. Faith, hope. It's also have to have those two things as well. So, but just imagine in your mind that if you were blindfolded and then you knew that you were sitting on this chair and you got up and you were blindfolded. You knew that chair, if you was told to sit down, you was going to believe that chair was still there. And that chair was going to hold you. I mean, it was going to be there so you would not fall on that, on the floor. But just imagine yourself now. Just close your eyes and fall backwards towards the chair. Now, you have faith that that chair is going to be there when you sit down, if no one moved it. That's the kind of faith that we should continue to have, knowing that God is going to always be there. He's not going to leave us. He will never leave us or forsake us. We can feel assured that when we close our eyes and fall backwards, that that chair was going to be there to hold us from falling on the ground, on the floor. That's the kind of faith that we need to have in God and getting through all these things that we might be going through or the things that we are seeing around us. Our hope, and talking about hope, our hope is that his love will deliver us from this world and from these mortal bodies and bring us to him, to be with him forever. That's the hope that we need to have, the hope in God, the hope that we're going to get better. If we have a health problem, we're going to get better. Financial problem, we're going to get better. The hope that God is going to be there for us. We must hold on to that hope in order to get through. Without God's love, there is nothing to put our faith, our hope in. Without God's love, there is no hope. Faith, hope, and love abide. But like again, the greatest of these is love. God desires for us to demonstrate his love daily. Not sometimes, not every month, every 6 months or whatever. No, daily. We should demonstrate his love daily to others. Love one another as you will be want to be loved. So this is what I wanted to talk about tonight, the gift of love, the gift of love from God. Love is eternal. God is eternal. So we should always know that God loves us. He's shown us how much he loves us by his son going to the cross for us. So just read on that this week, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, 1 through 13. And just knowing that he loves us and he will never leave us or forsake us. But it's also important for us to demonstrate his love. That is the end of the message tonight. I have a few announcements. We have 5 more minutes. We're having a meeting next week, the 21st, which is the third Saturday every month. I will be preparing some fish and shrimp for a breakfast. And we're inviting all new widows. We're going to try. We have about 6 or 7 new widows, and I'm going to see if I can get some of them here so we can encourage them and share some of the things that we have experienced that will help them to have that faith and hope that they need to go on. We're also going to be talking about T-shirts, whether we're going to order T-shirts for the cruise, and hopefully I'll have some information regarding the T-shirt and maybe how for the cost of it. And we also want to talk about our picnic. We're having our widows and family picnic in June 26th. That's on a Sunday from 12 to 7 p.m. And we want to meet your family. I've met some of your family when they attend our anniversary each year, but just wanted to get to know the whole family and just have a great time. There'll be more details that I'll have next week, and especially if you can come to the meeting. But I will also continue to announce it on our calling post. I will text you and also announce it on this show. Details regarding the picnic, and it's right down the street from me. It's about a mile away, and it's a nice area with a pavilion and a place for the children to play on the playground. So that is it tonight. Just knowing that the gift of love, it's special because God loves us. He has demonstrated it over and over again, how much he loves us. And we need to demonstrate it to others. And that is all I have tonight. Be blessed. Continue to tune in, same time, each Tuesday from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Have a great night.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe Just let me be who I am to.